This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Ray G. Shirley, attorney at law. That's R-A-E-G-I, last name Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, of the firm Lee, Castle & Fagley, address on file. Dear Ms. Shirley, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Paula Jernigan, please note the following medical letter, period. Paula is P-A-U-L-A, last name is J-E-R-N-I-G-A-N, period. On January 7th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 58-year-old female, height 5'4", weight 187 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 22nd of 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle ran a stop sign, striking the patient's vehicle in the passenger side, period. There was a fair amount of damage, period. The vehicle was not drivable, but it was repaired, period. The patient was jerked and sustained injury, period. Later in the day, she had pain in her low back, comma, right shoulder, comma, and bilateral knees, period. Despite adequate treatment presentation, she is still having problems with her low back and her right shoulder, period. New paragraph. Her lumbar pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. Her pain is described as constant, period. It is a burning, throbbing type pain that occurs with spasm, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the thigh, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain was treated with physical therapy and medicine, period. It is described as a constant throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that she was seen by Dr. Lee, her family doctor at IU. She was seen several times. She was given medication and referred on, period. She had x-rays obtained, period. She was referred to physical therapy at IU several times, who advised a shoulder specialist, but the appointment was canceled due to COVID. And she was not able to reschedule, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with exercise, comma, sitting over 2 hours, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, driving and sitting over 2 hours, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as softball, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Prescription medication denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, heat, comma, patches, comma, and exercise, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for tonsillectomy and liposuction 2 years ago, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never had sciatica in the past, period. The patient never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident 20 to 30 years ago without injury or treatment in a rear-end injury, period. She had a minor automobile accident in her 20s with no injuries or permanency, period. She had a work injury in her she had a work injury involving a fall where her foot got caught in plastic 5 to 6 years ago. She did hit her left knee and she just had an exam without any treatment or permanency, period. New paragraph, patient's occupation is that of an operations manager full-time, but this injury causes her to have pain and frequent breaks at work, period. She did miss several weeks of work intermittently, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Her initial visit involving this auto accident at primary care dated July 26, 2019, states patient is a pleasant 52-year-old new patient with no reported significant past medical history who presents to the office today with complaint of neck pain, right shoulder pain, lower back pain, and bilateral knee pain after MVA on July 22nd, 2019, period. Patient was restrained driver, she was stopped, was T-boned on right side, airbags did release, period. On physical examination, they did document abnormalities. Assessment was one, cervical algia, likely acute muscle strain, outside physical therapy consult, outside x-rays of the right shoulder. Number two, right shoulder pain, obtain x-rays today, refer to physical therapy. Three, lower back pain, outside physical therapy consult. Four, MVA restrained driver period. Returned to office in 1 month. They ordered cyclobenzaprine, period. X-rays of the shoulder, July 26, 2019, were negative, period. August 9th, 2019, IU physical therapy, right shoulder, cervical, and low back pain, period. Patient complains of pain in the cervical, lumbar spine, right shoulder, and bilateral knee pain after July MVA, period. She has decreased range of motion, period. She was seen for physical therapy several times. IU University Primary Care, September 3rd, 2019. Still low back pain, right shoulder pain, period. Followed up with physical therapy several times. IU Primary Care, October 7th, 2019. Patient has ongoing right shoulder pain from MVA, July 22nd, 2019, period. She had over eight physical therapy sessions with some improvement, but still having right shoulder pain, period. Referred to physical medicine and rehab, period. IU University Primary Care, December 9th, 2020, complains of ongoing right shoulder pain from MVA, period. Had a physical medicine and rehab appointment, but canceled due to COVID, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, in reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 22nd, 2019, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient's gait was normal, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the skin revealed a small abdominal scar due to liposurgery, period. There was a 3-centimeter scar of the left forearm due to a prior burn, period. cervical examination was unremarkable, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal with heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength and crepitance, period. There was diminished range of motion, period. Flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, comma. Adduction, ADD, diminished by 8 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, diminished by 24 degrees, comma. Internal rotation, diminished by 28 degrees, comma. And external rotation, diminished by 18 degrees, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees left and 78 degrees right, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength and crepitance, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 28 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished strength of the right great toe, period. There was a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. Pulses were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 3, bilateral knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain resolved. Number 4, cervical trauma and pain resolved, period. The above 4 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of July 22, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following 2 impairment ratings, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 10% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we combine these 2 whole body impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of July 22, 2019, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the lumbar and right shoulder areas for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar region and right shoulder region as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Continuing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory analgesic medications will be $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in the lumbar area and right shoulder area will cost $2,800, period. A tens unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. MRI of the shoulder and lumbar area should be considered at a cost of $3,200, period. Depending on the results, surgical intervention down the road may be warranted, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you.